The ongoing measles outbreak has people arguing over vaccines, from the halls of Congress to your Facebook feed. The illness has ignited a debate over mandatory inoculations as well as parental responsibility.
Professor Tennille Brown teaches medical ethics at the University of Utah's S.J. Quinney School of Law, and she's with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And Professor, could parents who refuse to have vaccinations for their kids be held legally responsible in some way?
They absolutely could. It wouldn't take the form of criminal responsibility, so nobody would be going to jail. That would require the state legislature to pass a statute saying that this was criminal and illegal. But what could happen is the parents of someone who could not be vaccinated, either because they had leukemia or maybe they were too young to be vaccinated, and someone who was unvaccinated, who, say, traveled to a foreign country, was exposed, got measles, came back, went to school, and then subjected their child to measles, they could sue in a private court action called a tort. They could sue, and it fits the garden variety model of a tort suit, which is that you have a duty to take reasonable care not to hurt someone. You breach that duty, meaning you didn't get vaccinated, or after you were exposed by traveling abroad, you came back and you didn't keep your kid from going to school, and that caused some damage to someone. And that's all you would need to show to prove a tort suit.
So, Professor, how easy would that be to prove that this one kid was the patient zero, so to speak, that led to the measles?
Right. So that's the tricky issue here, is the causation element. However, it's not criminal law, so you don't need to prove things beyond a reasonable doubt. You would just need to show that this person or a group of people, you wouldn't even have to sue one person. You could sue a couple of kids and say, it would be their parents, actually, but you would say, these people probably gave my child the measles, and they were unvaccinated, and it caused this harm. And that's the low threshold for the burden of proof. You just have to show they probably caused the harm. You don't have to rule out every other cause.
Very interesting. Professor, thanks so much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Take care.
You too. Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Professor Tennille Brown. She teaches medical ethics at the University of Utah's S.J. Quinney School of Law.